Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. I want to share with you a few Divrei Torah on the upcoming Parsha, Parshas Tazria. If anybody would like to get a hold of the Haggadah published by Art Scroll, it's available at local Svarim stores or at artscroll.com. In the beginning of the Parsha, we read about the Tumah that a woman contracts upon giving birth. The question is, how do we understand philosophically the idea that if she gives birth to a child, so now she's tamei? She just did an incredible, she had an incredible achievement. She produced a child. She brought a soul into the world. Why does that engender tumah? So the Kotzker would say as follows. The Kotzker would say that tumah is a product of the departure of the Shechina. When the Shechina leaves, it creates a vacuum and Tumah comes. The same way, we wash our hands in the morning, we wash Nagel Wasser in the morning. Why? Because in the night, when the Neshama goes up to Shemayim, so it creates a vacuum of Kedusha and the Tumah comes. So in the morning, when the Neshama comes back, it chases the tumah out and it remains on the fingers. So there's an idea that tumah is when there's a vacuum of kedusha. The same way tumas meis, when the neshama leaves, it creates a vacuum of kedusha and it creates tumah. Which, by the way, it's an interesting idea to think about. In that case, that when one has a girl, the tumah is double that of a boy, indicating that there was a greater vacuum of kedusha. Somehow the kedusha of the nekeva is on a greater level. But the Kotzker would say as follows, that childbirth is a very elevated experience. It is such an elevating experience that it's something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself can accomplish. Like the pasuk says, "Vayiftach Elokim es Rachma." Like the Gemara says in Tainus on Daf Beis, that there are three keys that God has sole possession of. So the act of opening the womb of a mother, is so powerful that it's reserved only for Hashem Himself. By the way, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver says that the emphasis on "Ani v'loy shliach, ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy saraf." Why the emphasis that God Himself took us out of Mitzrayim? Because Yetzias Mitzrayim was like the child, the birth of the Jewish people, and therefore it was something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself could do. Therefore, says the Kotzker, when childbirth is over, and after Hashem, so to speak, has done his job in the delivery room, the Shechina departs, Memela, it creates a vacuum of Kedusha, and it engenders Tumah. But that just illustrates and paints for us the extent of the power of the Shechina that is present at the time of childbirth, and therefore there's a vacuum of Kedusha and there's Tumah upon the conclusion of birth.